With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Nearly 2 days after deadly tornadoes ripped through part of the central U.S., residents are cleaning up, assessing damage, and helping one another in their neighborhoods, and it will be a long recovery for many. The storms claimed three lives in Ohio, destroyed dozens of homes. Correspondent Patrick Orsago says the twister took a heavy toll on the lakefront community of Russell's Point.
Large stretches of land along the water where, you know, 4 out of 5 homes are completely destroyed. Windows are broken, doors are broken, there's holes in roofs, panels of roofs are bent, and then there'll be one home randomly that is completely fine. Along these homes on the water, there are numerous boat docks that are completely destroyed. I just saw a boat that was flipped over on top of a tree that had fallen.
In Indiana, dozens of injuries and mass destruction there in several small communities. And 1.5 million Haitians are said to be on the verge of famine. More than 4 million require food aid. Also at srnnews.com, correspondent Karen Chamis reports on the latest Russian presidential elections.
Russians have cast their ballots on the second day of elections, which are set to formalize 6 more years of power for President Vladimir Putin. Putin faces no serious challenges after administering a ruthless crackdown that has stifled independent media and prominent rights groups. Putin's fiercest foe, Alexei Navalny, died in an Arctic prison in February, and other critics are either in jail or in exile. The 71-year-old Putin faces 3 token rivals from Kremlin-friendly parties who have refrained from any criticism of him or his invasion of Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
And this is SRN News. An NBA player using a recent media appearance to urge people to repent and believe in Jesus Christ. 22-year-old Jaden Ivey of the Detroit Pistons shared his Christian faith when talking to reporters in the locker room after a team victory.
First, I just want to say that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, and to any of, you know, the world that's hearing this message, the kingdom of heaven is near. Jesus is coming back, and we all have to repent for our sins. And we have to put our faith in Jesus. He will come back when you least expect it. And, you know, it's time to wake up if you haven't put your faith in Jesus Christ.
The YouTube video of his post-game interview has been viewed more than 36,000 times. This is SRN News. The nation's top public health agency expanding a program to test international travelers for COVID-19 and other diseases.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention currently operates the program at 6 U.S. airports. It asks passengers from international flights to agree to nose swabs and to answer questions about their travel. The CDC now says it's adding 2 more, Chicago's O'Hare and Miami. The program began in late 2021 and has been credited with detecting coronavirus variants faster than other systems. John Scott reporting.
After the pandemic, young Chinese are again looking to study abroad, but the decades-long run sending an estimated 3 million Chinese students to the U.S. is now trending down. The deterrent for some is the high cost of a U.S. education. For others, they say safety is a concern. They worry about gun violence in America. More details at srnnews.com.